Naomi is back at it again, out for blood at tonight's Southern Charm. Stay tuned, we have a lot to talk about.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, I love it!
I'm Naomi and I'm crazy because I'm doing Pulp Fiction and I got a wig and makes me go crazy!
Crazy! This is awesome. This is amazing.
Yeah.
This is how we're starting because in honor of Naomi and tonight's Halloween party, hey AfterBuzzers, this is Southern Charm, episode 5. We're talking everything that happened because it was a lot. I'm your host, Mytha Creo, and here are my lovely co-hosts.
Hello, everyone. This is Kristen McLaughlin here. I'm so glad to be here tonight, and I hope you guys are tuning in and writing us live on TV.
Yes, yes, yes. E. Young Lee said, can't wait. Woo! We couldn't wait either. We had a little technical difficulty, so it's a late show, but that means we're going to bring it special to you. I'm Matt Marr. Right. We are ready, and I'm just, you know, the show doesn't disappoint.
Yep.
It doesn't.
We're 3 hours late, you know, and we're very excited, and a lot happened.
Yes.
So let's...
We have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, and there was a lot of advice, I feel like, being given in the very beginning, and then we move on, and then we see all hell break loose with Naomi, which we'll get into. But
boy.
Let's start off with Craig and his life coach, which honestly I didn't think he would do it, but he actually did and he called someone up.
Yes.
What do we think about this life coach? Did she ask the right questions?
I don't know. She was stroking his ego. She was stroking his ego a lot, you know? I think I'm not a therapist
Matt,
like someone over here.
I keep looking at you. But
I'm sorry. I just have to interrupt you. He got a life coach because his Uber driver told him to get one. Craig has no he needs a life coach because I'm surprised he knows how to pee.
Yeah.
Like, Naomi, I gotta get a life coach because my Uber driver told me. Anyway, continue.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Let's talk about the life coach.
I have to say, you know, I give it to him for actually doing something, right? Like, he went out there, he put the effort in, you know, And I don't know if she necessarily gave him the best advice. I mean, from what I saw, but I mean, maybe she said something off camera that was good. His ego was being stroked. He really loved that, right?
Yeah, he totally was into that.
But
I mean, you are paying her. I mean, well, so backtracking on what I just, on the shade that I just threw, because I don't know, but I am a therapist. So, like, I have my master's in psychology, and I've actually life coached people. I've done that. So, and done, like, therapy. With therapy, is different. So, if people, anybody out there doesn't know what life coaching is.
Right.
It's not therapy. So, therapy is, you know, is where you're really just kind of, whatever you want it to be, a lot more self-reflection, you know, working on trauma, anxiety, and things like that. But depending on the type of therapy, it can be a lot of talking. We're life coaching, which is kind of cool what Craig is doing, which I think actually is really cool what Craig's doing, even though it's just funny he found out in Uber. is life coaching is all about what actions are you going to take to change your life. And so a life coach kind of helps give you an action plan. There's a lot of homework.
Kind of like that guidance that you need.
Which, honestly...
We all kind
Craig
of
kind of need a lot in what Naomi's been wanting him. I liked, honestly, what she said. I mean, yeah, she stroked his ego a little bit, but I like that for him, you know, she talked to him about what kind of language you're using.
Yeah.
You're using a lot of negative language on yourself.
Yeah.
Because people are going to talk, they're going to talk smack about you, but, you know, it's how, like, it's like, you know, remember when you're young and you say, oh, I'm fat or I'm ugly, and you have somebody that steps to you one day and says, don't say that about yourself, and you learn not to do that.
Yeah, right.
So she's kind of laying down the foundation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So she's trying to help him start from the ground up. And I think that's what I liked was that, you know, you could see that he needed a little bit of that. I mean, he looks very depressed right now.
Yeah, he's always been very free-spirited, I feel, in the past seasons, and he kind of goes with the flow and does what he wants. That now I see a different side of him because I'm looking and I'm like, wait, what's going on? Like, you're actually paying attention to what Naomi's been telling you all along, and now he's like acting up on it. So, like, if Naomi gives him a bad compliment, he takes that really to heart. And it's pretty intense because if someone keeps telling you all of your flaws and picking at them, you're going to start believing it yourself.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's at that point where he's like, man, and that's why he keeps talking so bad about himself, because he's like, I'm this, I'm that, I stay home, I don't have anything going on for my life, I'm so depressed.
Yes.
And it's just, it's sad to see.
Yes, I passed the bar, but I'm not practicing, you know. It is sad, but I think the thing is, she's really, everybody's really been hard on him. Let's just be honest. Like, Naomi was the biggest one, but, Shep, you know, Shep his parents.
Season one.
And, you know, I think he needed it. I think he needed a little kick in the butt. But I also think that that doesn't necessarily help a person when you're, like, putting them down. I think you gotta, like, I think what the life coach is doing is that she's sort of, like, helping him and guiding him in the direction that he needs to be in, right? She talked about him having this, what did he say? His thoughts are kind of all over the place, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was sort of...
He knows when someone's going to finish the sentence.
He's hypersensitive, right?
Right.
He's sort of...
Well, he is smart. Like she said, he is smart, and you can tell... Because Naomi's right. Craig is horrible at listening. He doesn't listen to her. He does talk over her, and it's because he's already processing.
Yes, and
honestly,
he said that.
Yeah, like, honestly, I feel like probably, like... And I don't mean this as negative. I mean this is like a beautiful, great thing. Like, I wouldn't be surprised, honestly, if Craig is like on the spectrum a little bit, because he processes things so fast, and sometimes he takes things so, so sensitive. And I think that what's good about this life coach thing is that usually the way a good therapist, a good life coach will learn from you how you want to be spoken to. They'll divulge from you how you want to be respected, and also how you want to receive criticism. And the thing is, Shep, Naomi, all his friends around him, they're going to criticize him the way they give criticism, not necessarily the way Craig needs to hear it.
Yes. Yeah, you know who doesn't criticize him at all is Catherine. And Catherine actually gave him some
Catherine
really good advice.
Catherine is a life coach. Catherine
is. Oh,
Catherine, you need to be a life coach. That's your new calling, girl.
She is.
Do
you
it.
You know, I wrote down in big, bold letters, who is this? Like, what's Catherine giving this advice? She says, prove your worth to yourself, not to someone else.
When Catherine said that, I was reborn.
I know.
Reborn.
What is this?
It's like, yes, girl, right?
And she says it's so calm and collected, and was like, no, like, you should do this for your own sake.
Yeah.
Don't do this for Naomi. Do this for you. I'm like, looking all over, like, what is... Catherine, is this real?
I know you looked at me. You stopped and looked at me, and you wrote it down, and you were like...
Yeah, is this real life right now? Like, someone pinched me.
But she kind of, I don't know if she meant to, but she kind of shaded Greg when she went. So when she kind of like got into this stuff, they were like, she went to the store. And she's like, oh, hi, you're sewing. Yay. And then she was like, so are you still kind of exploring pillows and, you know, whatnot? Like, it was
she called
like,
him a do-it-yourself star.
It made it sound so pathetic.
I love it. I think she still, like, loves what he does, though. She talked about, you know, knowing him for being creative, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, out of all the friends, I think she's, like, the best friend. Actually, I'll be honest. I want them to date.
What?
Hot mess express. You're on the hot mess express.
Yes.
I'll hop on that with you too, Matt.
Why not? Let's hear it.
Because Craig is so sensitive, and actually Catherine is sensitive as well.
But have you seen him in the past? They, like, actually, they've always got along.
They hooked up, right?
Supposedly, they didn't do anything, but they were out on, like, the beach. I think this was, like, 2 seasons ago.
Yes, I remember that.
They escaped out to the beach, and they were out there by themselves. And then they came back, and they were like, oh, we didn't know how to get back home, so we fell asleep at the beach and did nothing.
So the only time that they, I hope I don't drop this, the only time I feel like they didn't get along was, like, at the table when they were talking about her hooking up with everybody. And that's
a given,
right? She was being confronted. But other than that, like, if you've watched every episode, they've gotten along really well and supported each other a lot. So
they're
to
more
me,
like best
that's
friends.
A foundation of, like, a good relationship.
No.
But then I feel like Craig and Catherine need a friend more than they need a relationship.
Amen.
Like a good, true friend. Because, honestly, I don't think Shep is a good friend to anybody. really, except for maybe Cameron. But I think I don't think Shep is a good friend for him. I think he makes him feel like crap.
Yeah.
I think Austin is like, Austin just got here last season. Yeah, he doesn't care, y'all. He's like drinking beer.
Yeah.
So I honestly think that is probably the reason why Craig feels, I just don't feel like probably he is connected with anybody really at all, except for maybe possibly Catherine. And I don't want to see that gone.
I want to see, I'd be open to seeing them date.
I can't see them date. Why? I think I'm with you, Matt, on that one. Like,
I think
just...
Catherine needs to be a lesbian so that way she can't get pregnant. Because that woman is fertile.
Speaking of fertility and relationships, you know, Pat over there was giving Thomas some advice.
Oh.
She was.
Oh, horn drunk, horn.
What did she say again to him?
I wrote this down. She said,
Thomas looked bad.
What? I can't remember what she said.
Something about him being like Pepe Le Pew or something, wasn't it?
We just got a comment, by the way, from Young Lee, by the way. He says, you guys, your energy gives me life.
Yay!
Thank you. We're so easily pleased.
11:30 right now at night, but yes.
She did talk about his French. That's what she was saying. His French was like Pepe Le Pew. And then she also talked about him being picky in relationships when he has no right to be, right?
Yeah.
She was throwing shade.
She was throwing shade.
She can throw all the shade that she wants. I live for her.
She's Patricia.
She's Pat.
I mean,
well, it was kind of great.
I think her ring, this is not a diamond, but I'm pretty sure it was that big.
I'm pretty sure it's bigger.
This is an promise ring.
No, she's like, it was just a ring.
Yeah.
I love her.
I like, love.
I would go to her etiquette classes.
Oh, for sure.
I just hang out with her.
Sure. But it's funny how, like, you know, we forget that, like, probably out of all of them, even almost more than Thomas, I feel like Whitney has probably had the most kind of cultured life.
Especially
with his mother. So I love how Whitney just says French. It literally just rolls off his tongue. And then you over there with Thomas is like, en français! Boobies.
What?
Like, that is Thomas's French.
Grover! That's what he wants.
I'll take a gentry and boobs. That's what Thomas wants.
I love how Naomi later on, sorry, this has nothing to do with it, but Naomi later on said, this doesn't have gentry in it, right?
Yeah, the bartender.
Now, E. Young, I'm sorry if I'm saying your name wrong, but E. Young asked, do you guys think Patricia's ring is real?
I thought about that, but
of course
it is.
Yeah. That must have been the first thing that she did was like, let me make sure that this thing is real.
Because women know, especially women in her circles, they would know. So I think, it's real.
It looks fake.
It does look fake.
To be honest, like, it looks fake
because
of how big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that thing is real.
It's not.
I mean, I don't know if you agree with me, but Whitney kind of looked like he's looking a lot mysterious and very kind of a little
more put
sexy,
together.
You know, like a little attractive. I'm like, what?
I don't know about that.
No. Okay.
I don't know.
It's because he's wearing, who's doing over his makeup? You can tell he's wearing a little bit of bronzing.
Oh, always.
It's a little better of lately. Like, I think they're contouring here a little bit. I'm not kidding. I think some drag queen is beating his face in Charleston.
He just needs to come out. Like, I'm sorry.
Oh, God, you guys think he's...
You think he's... I don't think if anybody is gray. I think if anybody is gay on Southern Charm, I actually think it's Craig.
I don't think it's Craig.
It's not because he sews. Real men sew. My grandpa sewed, but
maybe it's just because he's been raised by his mom, and his mom really really cracks a whip on him. You know,
maybe. Whitney. But I mean, a few parents that are getting on someone's case too is Austin's parents, right? So we jump into that whole dinner situation, and we get to see a little sneak peek of his sister, which I thought she was throwing so much shade. I loved it.
She was great. That's what siblings are for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're 8 years apart, and he came up with the proposal, right? And it's like, hey, parents, I want to start my own beer company. And then the dad started grilling him and asked
like, do you
him
have
all
recipes?
These questions.
Yeah.
Like,
do you have
follow through?
Yeah.
You know? just and, thought.
And the dad knows how to call, you know, BS because he used to work for the FBI, right? He's retired.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I thought that was like, oh, interesting. Ooh,
but
know?
His family's he's, so normal.
He's like watching him.
That's, I mean, that yeah. kind of, it's sickeningly Norman Rockwell sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, in a good way, but like sitting around, I was just like, this family is so normal and not like any
Middle
other
America,
family.
Yeah.
I mean, Cameron's family, but we just see really her mom.
Yeah.
But our parents still got divorced, but I'm his family, I'm like, wow, there really are still families yes. like this in America. Because yes. mine's not.
Mine neither.
Do you think they did their research on Chelsea? I mean, if my son was dating like a,
I'm sure.
For sure.
Background check, everything.
Yes.
She's so adorable too, and she's been around the group, so it's not like she's just someone coming in out of nowhere. I don't, you know, so maybe not, you
know?
Who knows? But.
I would if it was my kid.
Yeah, same here.
You know what? I would
say
Lexus this.
I'd Lexus Nexus their butt before you could say sitting pretty.
So I went on a date. So when my dad used to work for NASA. And when I went on a date when I went to Florida and I met this guy. And my dad had done a whole entire background check on this guy.
Whoa.
Like he told me about it like months later after like I stopped talking to this guy. And I was like,
and it was just the first date?
We only went on one date because then I came back to California.
Damn.
Isn't that crazy?
That's the type of dad you need to have around.
Could have been.
Isn't that crazy? I was like,
But a parent, too, that I really like to see is Cameron's mom. I feel she's really funny. Mm-hmm. So they went shopping.
It's so beautiful.
Bonnie. And I love Bonnie.
Is that woman not the most beautiful older woman you've ever
gorgeous.
Seen?
She's just gorgeous.
She was beautiful younger, too.
Oh, my God. But she's just stunning.
She just looks rich.
Yeah.
I know they're not, but she looks... She's beautiful. Yeah, she's beautiful.
She should be like in a Saks Fifth Avenue like ad or something. I don't know. She just looks so regal.
Yeah. So we see her out there shopping for the baby girls, right? Like an outfit for her to when she gets home. And the entire time I'm looking at Cameron's belly and I'm like, this girl is ready to pop. Like, I just wanted
any second.
Pop that baby out and then have her join everyone in the parties and get drunk. And I want to see Cameron back, you know?
She's going to pump or dump, as they say.
Yes. Pump and dump. And I'm ready for that. I'm on the.
Oh, there's a baby. That was weird.
I keep looking. Freak me out. It's not your baby. Cameron's baby.
I was like, whoa.
But her belly's getting so much bigger and bigger. And I think this episode, I got really emotional just seeing her. I'm like, I can't believe she's going to be a mom.
I just thought it was funny that she made her mom read a book about babies because supposedly dropped her on her head when she was an infant, right? Mm-hmm. But she...
I feel all parents do that. I know my mom has dropped me like 1,000 times.
My mom never told me about those.
Yeah. My mom never let me get off the teat. That's the problem. I was always there. That's why I'm a mama's boy.
Oh, same. Oof. Same.
Mama's boy.
I hate to admit that, but
No. I'm ready. I guess I'm assuming they're going to save Cameron's baby to the... probably the last episode, but I wish they wouldn't.
I wouldn't either.
Because I don't think they can.
Getting, like stretched out, right? Doesn't it feel like every time we watch an episode, it's like, oh, just you know, 3 more weeks, and then it's like 2 more weeks. It's like just have the baby already.
Yeah,
yeah, it is.
Yeah.
How many episodes of Southern Charm do we have? Is it 10?
I can't remember.
It has to be about 10.
Oh, but I'm not ready for it.
Yeah.
So look at me. I'm already thinking we're on episode 4.
But we're gonna jump into this whole Peyton and Austin's joint Halloween party because we have to talk about this like detail for detail.
Yes.
So before we do,
we have a little information for you this evening.
Speaking of getting a good advice, some good advice.
You want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? Well, for those who do, we have got the perfect podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos. Podcast Edition is hosted by AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to better in all aspects of your life. From health and wellness to career and relationships. Maybe Thomas could use this, right?
Yeah. Totally.
Finances and more. Mm-hmm. Let our Maria be your big sister that you have always wanted. Just go to iTunes, subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, what do they have to do?
You got
to
let us know. You got to put Southern Charm.
You got to let them know.
Came from Southern Charm. We sent you.
That's right.
Let
Maria know. And She'll be happy with us. We'll be happy with you. We'll love you. Yeah. We'll love you even more. We'll love you even more.
We're here because of her.
Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out. I just loved reading it like that because I feel like it's so much more like fun.
Intense.
Animated.
Animated.
Cheesy. All of that.
Speaking of animated. Speaking of animated. Naomi was Anna Cray Cray. Anna Cray. You know, I have to say, if you're watching Southern Charm New Orleans, which you should, it is good.
I just started on the first episode.
It's good, right?
I like it.
It's very different. It's very different, feel and everything.
Yes.
But we have a, you know, Les Bontemps
Cray Cray.
We call it Cray Cray on our show because that's like our special segment. And Naomi would definitely get all of that segment episode. Right?
Yeah. So we're introduced to, well, not introduced, but we get to see Peyton again. And I have to say, before we get started on that, I actually watched Relationship, all six episodes.
I got to watch it. I haven't.
I watched it in 2 days. Yeah. I broke it into two. I mean, it was okay. There was like, he only brings five girls back home. And there's five girls in the house. Majority of them are in there like, no, I mean, like, the majority of them are, like, in their early 20s. And he has, like, one that's, like, 30. So,
gentry.
Right. And then, I got to see a better side of Peyton. And that girl has some attitude to her.
Ooh.
I think she's
really pretty. She's beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
Oh, but she's a...
But she's a potster, yes. And she calls
it... troublemaker.
Yeah, and she calls it like it is. There was this episode where she just went up to Chef and was like, why am I here with a bunch of 20-year-old young women? Like, what are you looking for? And she was drunk. So, I can't wait to see her get drunk again on Southern Charm. But she's spicy,
Oh, Yong Lee says, Peyton was not very likable in Relationship. I can totally see Naomi calling her thirsty, but she did come on a little too strong.
She did.
So, okay, so what you're saying is, so I felt like Naomi was, like, super intense, kind of out of nowhere.
Yes.
But you're saying, knowing Peyton, you felt like Naomi had a little bit of a leg to stand on?
Yes, I do.
Do you think Naomi saw the episodes? Why she's 1,000%. Feeling some sort of
Naomi
way?
Naomi said she stalked her on LinkedIn. And she's, we're talking about Naomi here.
Claws out.
Yeah, she stalked her on LinkedIn, and she said that the only reason why she would be coming back here was, of course, to get on the show, be famous.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Is that what she said?
I mean, Charleston's a beautiful town.
She implied it.
Shady.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we need to catch up on Relationship.
Yeah, you guys need to watch Relationship. I'll tell you what episodes to watch. So I feel like as soon as Naomi walks in, she starts trash talking Peyton. Like, she doesn't even know her. Mm-hmm. They've never even met. Mm-hmm. She goes around and she starts saying horrible things about her.
Mm-hmm.
And then once the confrontation takes place, she's like, I'm a girl's girl. Like, you can be honest with me.
Yeah. Like,
and I'm just like
I'm going to open up like a flower for you.
Yeah.
I don't think so. But yeah.
To me, I was like, really? You're a girl's girl when you just, somebody was, because look, I mean, I'm already giving away my not so charming moment of the week, and I'll bring it up again. But, look, I remember, like, my mother raised me, and I think this is for anybody, especially in the South, like, you treat people with respect and kindness unless they, and even if they do, you know, or even if they are dubious or mean to you, you kind of turn the other cheek and act respectable. And for, so me, no, I don't know about Peyton's past, but as a stranger watching it, I just thought, editing's a whole weird thing, but Peyton did nothing to her.
Yeah.
Like, she was just standing. I mean, no, I'm
she
sorry.
Felt threatened.
Peyton offended everybody with that costume. I mean, come on.
It wasn't the best.
If you're going to be a blue
LA.
Unicorn.
It was very LA.
Yeah, if you're going to be a blue unicorn, paint your whole body. Don't do the face. Come on. We're makeup artists.
Like a
we know.
Yeah. Unicorn.
I think she was very, like, rave LA.
But
very
commit. Although I have to say, it was better than some, like, that chick magnet show. Come on,
yeah,
Austin.
Come on. That's
grow up. Yeah. You're 14.
Yeah.
But anyway, but when that Peyton said hi, and she was very nice. Turns out, and then Naomi just kind of like laid in out of blue. I just thought that was inappropriate. Did y'all not or no? And
yeah, of course, because it's like she doesn't know anybody. I mean, she knows the boys, but like they're not going to like back her up because, I mean, let's just be honest.
They don't have a spine.
Yeah. One, they don't have a spine. And two, like, let's just be honest. Like, men shouldn't be like attacking other women. Like, let a woman's fight be a woman's fight and a man's fight be a man's fight. That's how I feel about it. But anyways, they didn't like, they don't know any, she doesn't know any of the women there. So it's like she probably felt very lonely. And attacked, and wasn't that supposed to be her party too? Like she was hosting it. So like, how do you come to someone's party and then just do that? Like that was rude. I agree with you, Matt.
I mean, well, I feel like she watched Relationship. She's heard rumors. Mm-hmm. If you hear that this girl is going around to all the guys,
you
she
make
kinda
friends
just,
with her. That's what you do. You make friends with her, and then you find out the information.
But she has. She's like, I'm not going to waste any time. I'm just going to go straight to you, and I'm going to tell you straight to your face exactly.
And then what did she gain? She gained nothing.
No, she gained an enemy, looked, and it's like,
and then all the guys
more
now
drama.
Think, yeah, all the guys think that she's like the terror. You know, she's like scary now. Like every one of the guys are like terrified of her. So now she looks like the crazy one. Well, she is. She's crazy.
Yeah, she did look like the crazy one.
Wait, Whitney or Peyton or
Naomi?
Yeah.
All of the guys kept saying how, crazy, like how crazy she was coming out.
But she's, look, Naomi says, when because first of, this is something that irks me so much. When, and I don't know, maybe girls do this everywhere. They used to do it all the time in the South. Because I feel like it just our society in general, we often don't, it's changing with Me Too. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later in After Buzz News. But it's often I feel like women sometimes are so oppressed. As women, they don't put blame on a man when they should. Mm-hmm. They put it on another woman.
Of course.
And I feel like that goes all over me. Like when my, you know, I had a cousin who was a total, like he would cheat on his girlfriend in high school. And then she would go after the girl and like, I'm going to fight her.
No,
and I'm
no,
like,
no.
Your boyfriend is the one. And so it's not that Craig did anything, but I'm like, Craig is the one that was... whatever, crushing or with all these guys are the ones that...
going after her.
What does Peyton owe you? She don't owe you anything.
Yeah, and not only that, she doesn't even want to be with Craig. So it's like, why are you complaining? Like, she's you're the just, one that doesn't want to be with him.
Yeah, she's just intimidated by the whole
That's what I think, but you know
thing.
More, I feel like.
Yeah, I just...
You don't like Peyton, do you?
You know what? It's going to take me a little bit more for me to get to like her. I need to see... I want to know why is she on the show. Like, I need to know why in order for me to know whether I like her or I don't like her.
So, I'm probably butchering your name. Inyong said, Naomi said there were no dog grooming places in Charleston because Peyton worked at Vanderpump Dogs in West Hollywood.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, she's thirsty.
Yes.
She's thirsty.
That's why I want you guys
she's
to
thirsty.
Watch it.
She's thirsty.
Okay, so she's trying to become famous.
I have seen the light.
I want you guys to watch Relationship. So that you guys get an
idea. I will
idea
promise I will watch it by next week.
Yes.
That is our goal. We will do that, right?
Yeah, of course. Hello.
You have to fist pump. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she comes from LA and she worked at Vanderpump Dogs and then now she's out there and it's like, I just
what
doesn't make
skeezy.
Any sense. Like, that's what I'm saying. I need to know what is the reasoning behind her
I mean, look
going
at
back
Ashley.
To Charleston.
Ashley's kind of doing the same thing, which, by the way, we didn't see a ton of her.
Well, she was at a bachelorette party. But why? Why marry the cow when you can walk him in the grass for free?
Get
what
the
did
milk
he say?
For free.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know what he said exactly because I'm not a caveman.
No. No, you're not. Thank
God. Not a caveman.
JD looked like a caveman with that costume for sure.
That's
true.
Mr. Trump.
I didn't.
You didn't see?
You missed it.
I didn't get to watch like 2 minutes of it. Of course. Was he making fun of him or was he like.
He was just like.
Doing the lips like he was making fun of him. Exactly.
That
just like that.
Fits, actually. You know what, JD? I'd support that.
Oh my God.
But then Craig added a comment at the end, which I thought was really funny. He was like, in like the little mini interviews that they have, she's like, Naomi needed to go out hunting. So she went out and she hunted out for Peyton, and that's why she attacked her. So I thought that was funny. But
that is really funny.
I mean, there was like all these little things happening.
She was like, this is what I was going to say, and I got off my topic. But when they're at the bar and she finds out about Peyton, and she's all like, whatever. And she's like, I'm getting so angry. And then she says, you guys, I'm not crazy.
Girl.
This first rule. If you say you're not crazy,
you're crazy.
So don't. If you're going to say that, check yourself before you wreck yourself because you're being cray-cray.
Does
anybody know what she wants? Because she said no to Craig. She's like, I don't want to be with you anymore. And then she's out here getting jealous.
Well, I think so what she wants.
Well, what did Craig say?
Then we're going to talk about that in the AfterBuzz News,
too. He says that she usually feeds behind doors, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, who knows? Who knows what she wants
she
anymore?
She sucked his soul out behind doors.
Yeah, seriously.
Whatever.
And since they're not living together, he's like, she went out hunting. Yeah. So what are your thoughts on Peyton? Do you guys like her so far?
I don't know enough about her.
Now I totally...
Okay. All right. We'll come back to this next week,
but
right?
now that you filled this in, now I do.
I liked her.
I'm going to keep an eye on you, Peyton.
Yeah.
Because she kind of has... She kind of looks like Katherine Heigl to me, and now I don't like her because I don't like Katherine Heigl. Like Doesn't she kind of look like Katherine Heigl?
No, I think she's got more of like a little piggy nose. She's more like a little, like one of those porcelain dolls, you know?
She's
like
got an amazing body.
She's pretty. She's pretty.
Yeah. She's kind of like a mermaid almost. Like
I kind of liked her, but now that I know that, that's thirsty.
she's out for blood, and she's thirsty.
Maybe her and Ashley rode out on the same train.
Isn't that sick though? Like I'm from LA, and I'm just like, girl.
Were you born and raised here?
I was born and raised here in LA, and it's just a horrible representation that she's giving. But actually, she's not even born and raised here in LA. She's from the South, and then she came out here, I guess, for work or something.
But Whitney says that she's not Southern at all. Whitney says
it's in the DNA.
Wait, or did he say that about her, or did he say that about Ashley?
He said that about Ashley.
Oh, he said that about Ashley. He said it's Southern. Yeah, it's in the DNA, which I kind of agree with
because he was complaining about her.
Yeah, because Thomas was complaining about Ashley.
I want to like Ashley. She's a hospice nurse.
I know.
Come on.
I used to do hospice care.
Yeah, which
it's hard work.
It's really hard work. If you don't know what hospice is, that's when people are going to die.
Yeah.
So it's literally
you're helping them out.
You were helping them transition to whatever they transition to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she does that. It's so like, I don't know. I feel like if Ashley and I if I sat down and just had some wine with her and we just talked, I think I probably would like her.
She's too outspoken.
I just think, she's outspoken. Yeah, but Thomas can oogle her all the time and he's being subtle. I think he's like a cancer. And I think when he gets around women, he makes them act
crazy.
Them act a way that they're not. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing that with Catherine because she talked about save it for my not so charming.
Okay, okay.
But save it.
You know, I don't know if you saw, you didn't see this part, but they were showing a little bit of the next episode, and he's showing her what looked like it was a button on his pants, and he's like, oh yeah, this is the family, what was it?
Heirloom?
The family,
Crest.
Yeah. And then she's
Is that another word for his penis?
He was showing Catherine in front of Ashley.
Oh,
what a pig. You know,
we already know that. But,
You know, he's getting away with it. I mean, maybe not anymore, though. Do you have anything to say?
Let's jump into our news
AfterBuzz News.
AfterBuzz News.
Talk about some news. TV news. By the way, everybody, I do want to hit some news for you. Is if you are if you're liking the show, leave a review on iTunes, Stitcher, give us 5 stars,
please.
And also too, this is a new show so far for AfterBuzz, and if you want us to come back for season 5, 6 of Southern Charm, the best way is to share this on your social media.
Yes.
Tell your friends about it. If you have other friends that you watch a show with, be like, oh, you should watch this AfterBuzz show or listen to it in your car. And that really helps keep us here.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So we do it all over free.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
So news. So
this is interesting. I can't wait for you to talk about this.
Thomas Ravenel, y'all, is getting Me Too'd.
That's right.
According to People.com, there has been, Thomas responded, but basically a real estate agent named Ashley Perkins, she alleged to People magazine that her mother, Debbie Holloway Perkins, met Ravenel on a dating app Tinder in 2015 and went on a last-minute first date with him on December 25th of that year, on Christmas.
On Christmas?
That's weird. She also detailed these allegations on her website, but Ashley, who said she did not witness the alleged assault, but said her mother acted very withdrawn after the date and confided that to her daughter that Ravenel stuck his... I guess we can say that. We stuck his penis in her face.
What?
Yeah. So these are the alleged allegations. That you can see his mother is a pretty blonde lady, although she looks close to Thomas's age, which is not his type. Oh. So she also accused Ravenel of holding her mom's arm back and stick... Well, I'm not going to say that. Yeah. But putting his fingers in places that shouldn't be, but also holding her mom's arm. And she posted on Twitter, I think I showed y'all that, like a bruise that her mother had on her arm. Now, Thomas has responded, or Thomas's attorney, Richard Turbrush, responded and said, "My client enjoys a certain degree of fame and unfortunately has become unfairly a target for an individual who has, in my opinion, dubious motivations."
Whoa. And let's hope not that she, let's hope that she's not making something up like this, because that would not be terrible.
No. She's not. There's also, you know, if y'all just Google, there's other allegations of stories, apparently, that Thomas has had a history of paying women off. Mm-mm-mm-mm. And so that
I
have been
can't
hushed.
Say I'm surprised.
But the
I'm
thing is, to me, we've seen it. We've literally seen it on the show. Yeah, we've like seen him, the way he talks about women.
So
we've seen him harass them. It's...
What did he say last time? He said the best way to attract a girl is just get right behind her. It's like... That's assault.
Yeah. I think I even said on the show, I think they filmed this before Me Too. And I wonder if, like, next season would have a different tone.
Yeah.
Because he's taking it too far.
So, Thomas is.
Thomas, come on.
Not looking good for Mr. Ravenel. I'm
making Catherine look really good right now. Yeah. She'll probably get those children, just so you know.
I'm curious to see how many more women or men come out, you know what I mean? And say their stories.
Exactly.
Yes.
I feel like this is just going to keep on getting bigger and bigger.
Of course.
But what's getting bigger and bigger is...
I don't know where you're going with that.
Scratch. No, I'm kidding. It's the relationship, right, between...
We have some hitting news.
Oh, my God.
Because we're Instagram stalkers.
I know. Okay, so can I say, last week in my predictions, I said, I think Naomi has a new boyfriend. And they're like, can you show proof? I'm like, she deleted the picture from her phone. But now she has a picture, and now we have a picture of him, too.
Yes.
So there's this. So
he is a hot doctor.
Yes.
You know
he's
more.
He's an anesthesiologist.
Okay, about
him. Yes. Okay, spill the tea.
So
I'm ready.
I did some digging, and I saw the picture, and then I sent it to you because I was like, oh, wait, this is the picture that you're probably talking about. Is it the same picture?
No.
Okay, so she posted another photo, and then I went digging on his page, and I was like, what does she like about him? There's got to be something, cha-ching, about him that she likes.
Cha-ching.
And then I saw that he's an anesthesiologist.
Cha-ching.
And so then I went digging online and I read something about Craig. I think it was on people.com that he said that he was happy for her and, you know, he didn't really have much to say besides that, but that she was always looking for someone like that.
Yeah. So yes. I've been stalking too, and I've been looking at her Instagram and his Instagram and then his Instagram stories as well. And they're out to dinner. They're out having like oysters.
He looks
and
very
lavish.
Good shirtless. Mm-hmm. He's very fit.
And
I mean, he's a handsome guy.
But look how cute they look together.
Okay, can
they
I
would
also,
make pretty babies?
Okay, let me just say something. My mom and we have this thing where we talk about like the familiar. I should have. Oh, I wonder if I have a picture. Oh, well, maybe next week. So. My mom always says that you date the familiar. So if you look at her parents and you look at her dad, the dad looks a lot like the new... Yes, like the same like little facial things.
Oh, like characteristics?
You know, characteristics.
Yeah.
And especially that picture.
Yeah.
And...
He is so handsome.
We're actually zooming in. Yeah.
And not only that, but
that
if
smile.
You put it... My mom sent me a picture of him next to Craig, and they have a lot of similarities. So,
what?
You know, you date what you love, which is familiar to you,
they're
and she must love her father a lot, and that's where she picked...
I feel like he's probably doing his residency out there, and that's how they met.
I gotta show you.
Naomi has a ton of friends.
Oh, yes, she does.
I mean,
she's
Instagram
beautiful.
Stories, everything.
Oh, here
like,
we go. Here we go. Here, let me show you the father.
Oh, but we'll bring it up and we'll show it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Right,
that's
you
true.
See it?
Yeah, I see it.
Look at
we'll
the father.
Show it next
oh,
week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You see that?
Yeah. So let's see how far they'll take this, right?
Let's see. You know, we also, just to follow up in the chat, Young, you're killing it. You're part of the show today. And that's what we love about the chat.
Yes.
You're in the chat, you're part of the show. Yeah. Young said, according to, this is about Thomas again, a little bit of news. According to Ashley, Ashley's mother, she went on that date, but she signed an NDA and Thomas paid her for a settlement.
Ooh, he's being like Trump right now.
Yeah.
Well,
it's all coming out in the open.
If the asshole fell. Yeah. Sorry. Oh, sorry, gosh. I said, but it's a late show. It's fine, y'all.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're going to move on to our not so charming segment because we all have something to say about that.
That's right, girl.
Not so charming.
Not so charming.
Who wants it?
You want to take it first, Matt?
Go ahead, Matt.
Yes. Okay. So I have to find, where is it? Because I was so, my not so charming moment was, I love this because I related to it. It was charming, actually. It's with Cameron, actually.
Oh.
Because at first I was like, I'm going to do Catherine because I loved everything she said about being a liberated woman and all that. But I love that when Cameron doesn't even know why she's looking for this baby bringing home outfit, but she said, you know, frankly, I live in the South and that's what you do. And we were watching a show with another AfterBuzzer who is from the South, and she just was listening in just to watch, and she was like, and it's so true, because where there's just things you do, I don't even know why we do it, you just do those things. You don't ask why, and it's just something you do. And so actually, that was my charming moment.
Oh,
because I couldn't think of it. I mean, because obviously Naomi was not so charming.
Yes.
But I just wanted to bring something new to the table. Aww. What about y'all?
Well, I would say when Austin and Chelsea went to go play golf, and then he was talking about his parents being on his case for not, you know, having any career goals and whatnot, he didn't really seem to like care too much about what they thought.
He didn't seem that stressed.
He didn't seem that stressed. So I'd have to say that's a not so charming moment, because like your parents are older and like they're getting to this point where like
you don't care.
You know, you should be like helping them, you know, in their life. So I thought that was kind of like douchey.
That's what happens when you come from a privileged family.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I thought that made him look really bad.
Yeah.
So that was my not so charming moment.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
What about
Both
you?
Both of you guys have really good ones. I'm going to go with the basic.
Back to the obvious one.
The obvious. Naomi just sweeped everyone away and called someone a thirsty bee and right to their face.
She really did call her a thirsty bee to her face. First time meeting her.
That, to me, hands down, was not so charming.
Yeah. TB.
I feel like that's something you do here in LA. I don't know about the South, but if someone gets on your nerves, you kind of just go up to them and be like, what is your problem?
Yeah.
Like, tell it like it is.
Back home.
But back home for you, I mean, you know, the South, you just don't.
Just don't do that.
That was my not so charming moment.
That was a no-no.
That was a good one.
But it
was good to watch, right?
It was so good. And I can't wait till
I know.
It's going to be good next week, right?
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait till Catherine lashes out. I'm waiting for that moment because I feel like it's coming.
Yes.
Oh, Catherine.
Oh, Catherine.
It's going to be...
With Ashley.
You know, it's just like the Paula Abdul song, two steps forward, two steps back. Come together because opposites attract.
Amen.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did anybody remember that? You know that song?
No.
But no, it's like, you don't remember that? You were forward. With MC Scat, two steps back.
And the little character.
Yeah, MC Scat Cat. Yeah. You were four.
Okay.
So I was not. I was five. I was in middle school.
Oh my God, you guys.
And, but I think, you know, Catherine is progressing, but you know.
It all takes time.
We all tiptoe our that back into the dark waters every once in a while.
Yeah, we do.
Well, if you guys want to keep the chat going, which we should, and you want to tweet us your thoughts, let us know what your expectations are for this season. You can find us where? Where can they find you, Matt?
You can find all things me at the Matt Maher, 2 T's, 2 R's. That's where you find out about. I do an advice podcast. If you need advice, I do a Riverdale podcast. I'm here on the Arrow panel, and I'm here on Sundays for Southern Charm, New Orleans. Le bon temps.
Why are all the gay ones taken? You know, it's like, come on, I can't find a man. That's like, this man, he does everything, okay? He tap dances and everything. Yeah. Anyways, my name is Crystal McLaughlin. You can find me on all social media at Crystal, C-R-I-S-T-A-L, 823. That's pager code for thinking of you, because, yeah, we're that ancient.
Aww, I didn't know that. Yeah. That was like the month of your birthday and then the day.
823, thinking of you. Aww. Yeah, so please follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Instagram. I'm also on Facebook, so... Hey, find me.
Yeah.
And thank you for this song, Steven.
Yeah, thank you for the song, Steven. And I'm Maite Carrillo. You can find me everywhere at Maite_Carrillo. And that's all we have for you guys today. Yay. We will see you here next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. Take 2 steps.